Hi, Bonnie. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. How are you? Say, I've been calling in, you know, over the years, and one thing that I had a sinus infection, and I just wanted to give you the thumbs up. I called once about it and told you how well it worked. Well, I had a sore throat yesterday all day, and I went to bed with olive leaf extract, potassium iodide, and zinc, and it went away.
Good for you, ma'am. You've been doing your reading. I just love it when peaceful people are proactive and use stuff that's safe for the human body for themselves.
Yeah, hopefully it'll stay away now. The other thing is the gentleman that was just called in a bit about the calluses or what was it on his heel of his foot?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, would those be in your hand, in the palm of your hand as well? Because I've got these. They look like cysts, but they say they're scar tissue from too much work, hand work.
Well, scar tissue is different from a callus, ma'am. We generally don't get calluses on our hands. Very occasionally, when we're out gardening too much, we get calluses from picking all those weeds, and those are usually on the palm.
I prune hedges, laurel hedges, for months, and I've got these little white bumps on my hand, and they're now closing in on the nerves in my fingers and pulling down on them, and they're recommended surgery on it, and I wanted to know if I could do something else besides that.
Yes, there are a couple of things. One can rub in vitamin E and a little bit. Now, remember, we can go too high with potassium iodide, but if we take a couple of drops and rub it all over where the problem is, and then rub in some vitamin E, and then get some DMSO, which drives the whole thing in there. And we do that every day, but we don't exceed a total of 2 drops of iodine a day. We can use as much vitamin E as we want, and then just enough DMSO to get it in there. But if we keep doing that, it usually softens that area.
Okay, awesome. And the actual question I called in for was I ordered your Remind and took it, and within a day, actually, that day, believe it or not, maybe it's just my imagination, but I could remember what I was going for in the other room. I was losing my mind because I just couldn't remember, you know, what I was doing during the day. And I took the Remind, and it just made all the difference in the world. I could go from one room to the other and know where I was going and what I was supposed to be doing.
Well, you know what, ma'am? That's a little rapid, but most people do report that after some time. I'm glad it worked a lot quicker for you.
Yeah, okay. So my question to you is, I just ran out, and I'm wondering what would be a maintenance level for it, because I wouldn't want to take the full dosage anymore, or do I have to take this for the rest of my life, or what?
Well, not the full dosage, ma'am. A lot of people share the same concern, either because of too many pills to take or too much cost or whatever. And so what they'll do is, after the full dose has done its job, they'll cut back to half. And it's very interesting to know that it's also almost half of the people who cut back to half say, oh, well, that works for me. And then the other half say, well, I had to go back another pill and then it worked.
Okay.
Yeah, you can definitely try that, ma'am.
Okay, because I'm thrilled with the product, and if you ever have it on sale, I'll buy 2 bottles.
I'll tell them.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you for all you do.
You're welcome.